to give him his own show.
You know what, Josh? You know what it's time for right now? This is time for one of my favorite parts of this whole show. If it's not one of my favorite, it is the favorite, my favorite part of this whole doggone show. This is where we get leadership lessons from Coach Larry.
Some time ago, I was working in an international company, and I was responsible for the leadership development programs. We had offices in Latin America, but no one was providing our training in Spanish over there. Being bilingual and raised in South America and the United States, I had a desire to develop leaders in Latin America as well as over here. I finally got the shot when a local provider fell through and the Mexico City leader came knocking on my team's door. Long story short, what started out as, hey, can you help us find another vendor to do this training, turned into me delivering a three-day program in Mexico in Spanish. I never felt so good, fulfilled, and productive in my job. I remember walking through the JFK airport on my return, and I felt like I was walking on clouds. You know, I know it's corny, but that's how it felt, okay? Now, isn't that a great feeling? I mean, what would you do to feel that way at work? What if I told you that you, as the leader, can create an inclusive environment that helps people feel that way? So let's break down this powerful feeling of inclusion. This research comes from catalyst.org. You need to check them out. They've been around for over 50 years and have studied work environments and how to make them better and more inclusive. Research that was done in 6 countries shows that inclusive environments can significantly increase a feeling of team citizenship and innovation. Think of team citizenship as wanting to help your teammates out more. It's not about you, but it's about the team. And innovation, I mean, who does not need more innovation these days? So what's the formula for inclusion? Inclusion is defined as the balance of the feelings of belongingness and uniqueness, according to Catalyst. Think of a time when you felt that you belonged to the team. What was that like? What impact did it have on you? It could be a sports team or a work team, by the way. Did it make it just that much easier to do what needed to be done? Sure it did. Belongingness is that feeling that you are in it together and you are part of something bigger than yourself. What about the feeling of uniqueness? Think of a time when you were part of a team, yet you felt unique. This feeling of uniqueness is when you are appreciated for your difference. Not that it is tolerated or just something different about you, but it is leveraged by the team. Here's the bad news, people. If someone feels too much, though, like they belong, then innovation goes down and groupthink goes up. People feel like they have to go along in order to get along. If people feel too unique, then they feel isolated or like being the token one. So your role as a leader is to make sure that you create the atmosphere and share the tools to foster this environment of inclusion within your teams. Remember, diverse teams can outperform non-diverse teams if the leader has created the atmosphere of inclusion. If this atmosphere doesn't exist, then diverse teams will underperform non-diverse teams. So there are specific things that you can do as a leader to make it happen, to make an inclusive environment. If you want to learn more on how to do this, please reach out to me. You can go to my website at MendozaAndO'Brien.com or connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry. And I hope all you listeners took down some notes, and the notes that you take are something that you're going to do differently as a result of listening to the show. The best part to take notes is when Coach Larry talks, because if you are a leader or you're a future leader, what Larry says will help you if you have the guts to employ his philosophies. He's tried and true. Larry O'Brien is top notch, guys.